what has happened actually on August 6th is the FedNow account has been formally announced, and they're beginning to implement it through every commercial bank. So again, Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, et cetera, as well as every non-member state bank, credit unions, and the post office. There is a bill that is currently going through the House. It's the Banking for All Act, and this enables central bank money to replace traditional accounts where you and I might make that deposit, but the central banks will actually be able to make direct deposits to the individuals and be in absolute control of their policy. Right now, when they make a policy, it takes like 18 months to go through the whole system driven by the banks creating money, but it takes 18 months till they know if their policy worked or not. With these new accounts, where the money in these accounts are central bank legal tender, then they have absolute control over the value of the money in those accounts. So with dollars, the current system, they can't go really past 0.00. They have two digits that they can go. With the electronic money, it's unlimited.